Blog Talk Radio.
Show tonight. We're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. I got a world-renowned teacher, Ernesto Ortiz. Let's bring him on. Good evening, Ernesto.
Hello, good evening.
How are you tonight, sir?
I am absolutely flawless. Wonderful.
How's 2015 treating you so far?
So far is just the stamping of what is to come to be an amazing, incredible year full of amazing possibilities.
I totally agree with you. And I thought that it was a perfect time to bring you on the show the day after New Year so we can basically, you know, go into the your work and, and get everybody ready for this year to come.
Appreciate that. It is my pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. So, so tell us a little bit of what really is the Akashic Records.
Can you repeat your question again, please?
So tell us, Ernesto, what is the Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records is a universal field of energy where every thought, every belief, every action and emotion is written. This is a field of dense cosmic-like energy that is created by the energy of the divine in which we can enter and look at everything that we have done, created in this life or in previous lives. The Akashic Records are the progression of our soul's evolution from the time of its inception to the present moment. So they contain past and present and the possibility of the unfoldment of future events. So it is a field that it has been known for thousands and thousands of years to mystics and spiritual people. They are mentioned in all sacred religions and spiritual teachings from all over the world. In the Western world, for most people that identify with Christianity or Catholicism, they are mentioned in the Book of Life, in the Bible, as the Book of Life. For Jews, is the Book of Remembrance. So every culture mentions this field, the Akashic Records.
Very nice. I'm a little familiar with them. I first heard about from Edgar Cayce. I read an old Edgar Cayce book, and he mentioned the Akashic Records. And what's really interesting about Ernesto is alleged, you know, it has everything of your past, present, and what's to come. Now, is it easier, you know, does it tell you easier of what the past and present is more than the future, or how does that work?
Well, the past is already written by our actions, our beliefs, our thoughts, emotions, etc. the present is what is being created based on our belief system. The future is really not written. The future is has hundreds of possibilities based on the choices that we make today. So that is why it's past and present and the possibility of the unfoldment of future events. So the beauty of the Akashic Records is that if this is a field of dense cosmic energy where everything is written, then it's reasonable to say that if we have a tool like the tool that Edgar Cayce had, now he has special talents as a psychic, we use a sacred prayer. But if we have the means to open these windows to or portals to this dimension and enter this dimension, then it's reasonable to think or believe that we can go back to the moment of inception of anything at all that is not serving us in our present realization, in our present development, as we move deeper and deeper into greater understanding of who we really are.
Very nice. So what's Akasha mean for our listeners at home?
Akasha is a Sanskrit word that means primordial substance. So you can think of Akasha as a system, like a nebula, in which star systems are created or are being born. And this is, in astronomy, they are very well known as systems that produce or give birth to stars. Well, imagine that you can, that Akasha is the birthplace of our souls. And from the moment of the soul's inception, then is the progression of lifetimes to get from that moment to the moment that we are now.
Very nice. So now I read on your bio that you went and was with practicing in Mexico with shamans and stuff like that. What was that like?
Well, I was born in Mexico City, and I was fortunate to have been born in a very well-to-do family, and my family owned coffee plantations. So every time we had a vacation from school, we went to the ranch. And my interest at a very young, early age, 7, 8 years old, was not to stay in the house with my cousins and the family, but to be out in the field with the workers, barefoot, and learning how to pick coffee and eat with them rice, bean, and tortillas. And at the same time, when they took me in, from that very early age, I start observing shamanism, earth medicine. Of course, at that young age, I didn't know what it was. But that was the introduction that I had into shamanism. Later in my childhood development, when I was 12 years old, very distinctly I remember the medicine man, the shaman of the group, working with an egg on this woman. And when he cracked the egg, what came out was black like tar. When I saw that at that precise moment, I said, wow, that is incredible. I want to learn how to do that. So that was the first conscious moment of saying, this has so much value in my life because of what I have been able to observe, that when I made that conscious decision, and as I continue growing up, all the doors open up for me to be able to meet different teachers that I have had, from world-renowned teachers to little individuals, men and women all over the world, that practice shamanism. And that was my introduction to this world of magic and beauty and the deep connection with earth elements and the potential or possibility to fine-tune our energies to be able to perceive these fields of energy in which we can truly become co-creators of our reality, where we can experience the magic and beauty of life and the grace of God, the divine, call it whatever you like, in our lives. At the same time, being able to, for lack of a better word, to manipulate, so to speak, energy into a way that is benevolent, that is, you know, for our highest good as well as the highest good of others. So there is the vast healing potential that is within these dimensional realities. The beauty of what is happening right now is that we are in a time of great growth in culture and consciousness. We can clearly see this. 20 years ago, most likely we would not be having this talk, but now we have it today. The awakening potential is happening all over the world. I am fortunate to be able to teach this material all over the world, and I travel a great deal. And what I have seen is this awakening potential that I am talking about. So this is like the world is taking a leap of evolutionary acceleration in consciousness, where new paradigms, including the Akashic Records, come into to bring new possibilities that we'd never had before. These are actual shifts in perspective that awaken us to who we really are. And I think a lot of people are looking for that. They are tired of the consumerism, the materialism, the societies that we have created, and they want to. They are awakening. We as a race want to know ourselves. So what the Akashic Records do is to help us to become an incredible human being that is capable of being conscious and able to let go of fears, codependencies, addictions, past wounds, etc., and to be empowered and beautiful as a human being. The Akashic Records can give us the opportunity to learn the language of love, and that is what I am teaching when I'm there, is the language of the Akashic Records, which is the language of the heart, the language of love.
No, that's magical, Ernesto. It really, and you know, you hit a valid point when you said, about everybody's worried about material possessions, you know, and especially when you look and see everybody that's stuck in their phone and all this other stuff and Xboxes and iPads, and what that does, it takes us away from that spiritual realm and our minds. It clouds our minds.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, for people that's wanting to get involved in this, how can you know how can I make sure the trainer and teacher is trustworthy?
That's a delicious question. I would like to first address a little bit more what you said just a moment ago about the iPad and the telephones and people completely immersed in technology. Sure. This is a sword of two edges. One that truly is uniting the world, uniting us as one. The concept of we are one is the internet, that we can communicate with one another from one corner of the world to the other and be in that moment. I said a sword of two edges because this technology gives us the means of being able to tap or to research deeper fields of consciousness. So all of that is available to us. Without the technology that we have today, most likely half of the listeners that are on the radio right now, maybe even more, we would not be here today. So we need technology, but we need to learn how to manage, how to use technology in the way that is not going to consume us, but we're going to use it for our highest good. We have created addictive patterns that we need to look at, such as Facebook or any of these technological means of communication in which we just spend hours and hours and hours there talking about senseless, mindless things. I walk my dogs today. Whatever it is that people post, if people took 10% of the time that they spend on the internet to meditate, to go within, to drop their attention to their heart, to truly discover that there is this high field of awakening potential within the heart that is able to emanate and radiate love. And love is the strongest medicine. When we can take some of this technological material and apply it to the means of deeper getting to know ourselves, then we are using technology in the right way. But when we're creating addiction based on that technology, then we are not. Now, about the question of a teacher being trustworthy or not, because of what we are talking about, the fact that there is this awakening potential and there is this huge interest in spirituality and mysticism in general, there is also there are the individuals that come into this field after they read a book or two or three, maybe they took one or two classes, and they really don't have the deep personal experience. They don't own the material. They have not paid their dues, whatever you want to call it, to be able to impart the material from the heart. Not from the mind by reading a book and just, you know, repeating like a parrot, but owning the material, having the direct experience of whatever it is that we are teaching. And a lot of people that are doing this, they're doing it because it's a business. You know, the world is now a spiritual supermarket, and people want to go shopping, and they are the providers of that are the teachers. Now, everyone that is listening to this show, everyone that is interested in any material that has to do with spirituality, you also have the right, 100% right, to ask questions to the teacher. Not to challenge the teacher, but to ask questions, where do you come from? Where did you learn this? How long have you been doing it? What has been the positive or negative impact in your life by using this material? Who taught you the material? Are you a part of a lineage or not? Just many, many questions. And if that individual, that teacher, gets triggered, if the alter ego surfaces and they want to display the energy of superiority, you know, I know more than you, and therefore you cannot ask me questions, then, you know, exercise the wisdom of the heart and be able to feel, you know, that teacher in any type of communication, by voice, telephone, person to person, by email, what is the vibration, the way in which this individual is responding to your questions? And then use the wisdom of the heart to see or to know whether or not that particular teacher or that particular teaching is the right one for you.
Now, and I was wanting to ask you also, you know, there's a lot of people that go through hang-ups in their life and things that, you know, and I can even agree and say that I've got things and, you know, that keeps one from moving forward. And would you like to just give some advice to everybody out there trying to move forward in their life that has hang-ups?
Everybody has hang-ups. And what are hang-ups? I want to call them here fears. Instead of hang-ups, you know, everybody's afraid of something. Everybody or a lot of people have addictions, codependencies. They fall into the same repetitive pattern again and again. Maybe they're not capable of making enough money. Maybe they're not capable of holding a steady, loving relationship or to have a healthy sexual life. Anything at all that is keeping you from truly embracing the maximum potential that is within you needs to stop and to look. In the Akashic Records, I teach three very specific areas. I call them the view, meditation, and action. In the view is when you are able to learn a tool, to learn a simple prayer that gives us access to the Akashic Records, and then through this prayer connect to this dense field of consciousness that I am talking about, then right there you can dialogue with the masters that hold your book of life. by having the ability to do that, then you can dialogue and ask specific questions. And one of the things that I teach is the art of questioning. And that way you can remove yourself from the self that is directly associated with the pain and suffering that you are experiencing by having these conditions in your life, and look at your life from the witness point of view. When you are able to look at your life from the witness point of view, you look at everything from a neutral space. From this neutral space, with kindness, with love, with compassion, you look at your life as if your life is a theatrical play. So you can see whether there is a drama being played out and who is contributing to this drama. Now, you can make very important changes from this particular point of view that may be even to fire some of the actors of this play. If you are tired of living a drama and you want to change to a romantic comedy, why not? I mean, after all, not only you are the main actor, but you are also the director of that play. So from the point of view of the view, you come back to this point to look at the script, and you are writing every single moment of your life. You're writing that script. So with that script in hand, you can have the direction from the masters, the lords of Akasha, about any questions that you may have. Once you have the answers to your questions, then you can come back to the second aspect, which is meditation. Now, there are many different styles of or types of meditations. In this particular case, the meditation that we want to have is a processing. It's as if we bring the material, the answers that we receive from the masters, we bring them into the center of our heart, which is the laboratory of the self. We retreat there into meditation, and we are able to process that information to a point that we can take the third step, which is action. And in that action space is the moment in which we start changing our lives. So if you are not living the life of your dreams, if you are still holding back in any aspect of the maximum potential of who you really and truly are, then this is a system, this is a way that you can tap into this information and reinvent your life. In fact, one of the first questions that I ask my students when they come to my classes, this could be a group of 10 or a group of 50, is how many of you are here to grow? And the answer is always the same. Everybody raises their hand. Now, if you are sitting in one of my classes and the teacher says to you, are you here taking this workshop to grow, what would you say? Most likely you would say yes. Well, now, my immediate answer is, if you are here to grow, then you are in the wrong class. You came to the wrong place. And everybody gets really surprised, because everything grows with the natural consciousness of the spark of divinity that is a part of nature and all there is. Right now, we're 15 or 20 minutes older than we were when we first started this call. So we have grown already. Plants grow, fish grow. Everything grows, trees grow, everything grows, but grows with that type of consciousness. We have the unique opportunity to use our consciousness to look at our lives, and if you are here to reinvent yourself by looking at everything that the Akashic Records can and will expose to you, then you are in the right class, in the right workshop. So that is the same thing that I would say to you or anyone. You know, if you want to learn a method, a system that gives you the ability to look or to get to the root cause of any condition that you are experiencing in life, and this condition may be from the beginning of this life as a child, as you took in the belief system of your parents, society, etc., or this can be something that comes from a previous life. One way or the other, it is really not that difficult. And, you know, I I want to convince everyone about this, is really not that difficult to drop your attention to your heart, to open it, to use a sacred prayer that forever can change your life by looking with kindness, with love and compassion at this, at the conditions that you have created, and then change the energetic imprint so you can have the life of your dreams.
Oh, man, that's... Oh, that took me back, man. That was beautiful. That really was. I mean, you know, that you just hit the nail on the head. You know, a lot of people, you know, I mentioned this maybe a show or two ago, a lot of people try to discredit themselves before they even start on anything. And you know, the big thing about it is the self-doubt in a lot of people. Now, when you mentioned about the movie aspect, you know, all my life, it seemed like that I was, the director of this, this movie. But the movie was my life, you know. And it's like these things, they go different parts in your life. It's just like sometimes you step up and make something happen for it to go another direction, or you could do nothing and it stays the same. You know, so everybody is capable of taking that leap, only if they are ready for they want to change their lives for the better, or a better understanding.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. I firmly believe that the Akashic Records are not for everyone, but they are at the same time for everyone. And I say that they are not for everyone because not everyone is ready to see the truth about themselves. They are not for everyone because you are not at the right place in this lifetime, but at this, to be able to receive this teaching. But they are a part of your life, no matter how you look at it. But at the same time, if you are listening to these words, to this program, if you pick up my book, if you pick somebody else's book or whatever, if you feel that this is the type of material that is making your heart tingle a little bit, then that means that the masters are calling you home. The masters are saying to you, the Great Spirit is saying to you, you are at the right place at the right time in this lifetime. You have paid your dues. You have evolved enough to be able to be here right now listening to this show and to listen, to hear the words of someone that has gone through all the pain and suffering of being human. You know, the early years of our life, you talked about the movie as a director and all that. When we are born into a specific karmic condition that is full of the beliefs of the culture and the society and the family that we are born into. So we have no choice but to own the belief system that our family has. But then it gets to a point in which our autonomy starts triggering within ourselves, and we start challenging, hopefully I did when I was 16 years old, the values, the beliefs of my family. And then being able to, at that point, to truly start creating a new belief system that supports the direction that you want your life to be. So if you look at your life and you deeply explore your belief systems, and that is one of the things that we explore in the Akashic Records, is the belief systems. Many times those belief systems are in direct connection to the way in which you are living your life today. So if you don't, if you're not living the life that you want to have, then start questioning or looking at your values. When we realize that there are certain or many values that are not helping us at all, we have to go through the process of destroying them. And this is the path of awakening, in a way. And I will tell you right now that the path of awakening is the path of destroying all belief systems that may bring you to a point of physical or emotional pain. But at the same time, what we are doing is we are replacing that with something else, with something unique that is going to give you the means of living a much healthier, happy, loving life. If you are capable, or one of the things that I teach is when you are in any type of pain, mental, emotional, physical, or even spiritual, learn to love your pain. Many people think that it's like, what is he talking about? The moment you say, it's not like you're pushing the pain away. It's like, okay, here I am, you know, in the middle, involved in this emotional pain. Great. Move out to become the witness. Look at yourself with kindness, love, and compassion, and bathe yourself and the condition with unconditional love. And like I mentioned before, love is the strongest medicine. What is going to happen is that the process of going through whatever it is that you're going through faster and with much, much awareness, consciousness, that will give you the means and the ability to tap to whatever it is that you truly want to create. So you can work through that emotion or that pain much faster than if you simply sit there being in the state of what I call woundology, always being wounded at all times, being feeling sorry for yourself, telling your story to others, and for others to, you know, and you, what you expect is for others to start licking your wounds, and, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So if you want to be wounded like that, go to an AA meeting or a place like that, and you will find them right there. If you want to be empowered, then come to a system, find the people in your area that are working with higher consciousness, that don't call themselves addicts, but that's, you know, or whatever, or they're not in pain. People that have been in that, in those spaces, I have been. I have not only died twice physically in this lifetime, but I have lost everything. After Hurricane Andrew 17 years ago here in Miami, Florida, which is where I lived, I lost everything. I was living in my car for a while. You know, so I've been there. I have been in that and in those spaces, but I have used my spiritual values. I have used the Akashic Records to be the guiding light in my life that has me be exactly where I am today. How am I doing today, January 2nd, 2015? When you ask that question, I am flawless. I feel just absolutely incredibly beautiful.
You know, that's amazing, and I can, you know, honestly say that, you know, I've done different routes in life to be where I am today, and it's all made me stronger, ultimately, and higher consciously. You know, whenever I've kind of been in this, like, you know, kind of in a kind of reinvigorate of what, you know, because that's all I'm doing is trying to find this knowledge of trying to find my answers, the life's questions, the all questions, you know. And on the path of alignment, there is there's detours. There's a lot of places, you know. It's hard to find, you know, really great stuff that you can follow. And he was talking about people telling everybody's story, licking their wounds. You know, when people are so used to doing that, Ernesto, how's one able to break that cycle?
I think that there are several very specific moments of opportunity. In Tibetan Buddhism, it is believed that there are six very, very specific moments of opportunity in one's life. I believe that it gets to a point in which I look at cycles in what I call a cosmic clock. So we start a cycle in that cosmic clock of being terribly disappointed about not being able to move forward in a loving relationship, or being stuck in one and being in this abusive relationship, whatever it may be. Okay, the cycle begins at the 12:01 hour and ends at the 12 o'clock hour. But at 11:55, there is a moment of opportunity. Every one of us reaches that point in which we just hit bottom, or we meet someone, we go through trauma, the death of a loved one, something that thins the veil between the dense reality that you that we have been living and the magnificent reality that is available to us. When we come to that veil, is that moment of opportunity in which you will hopefully meet the right teacher, the right person. You will come across the right website, the right book to read. Maybe you'll come across mine. Maybe you're listening to this radio show, anything like that. And there is going to be something there. There is going to be a gem. There is going to be a lighter in there, a torch that you're able to light. And that particular moment, even though there is this density, this pain, this condition that you have created, there is the five-minute lapse that can be 5 days, 5 months, hopefully not 5 years, in which you take the action to create a breakthrough and step out of the condition that you have been living by learning something. In this case, we're talking about the Akashic Records, to learn about the Akashic Records and have the courage to be the witness of your life. And at the same time, have the guidance, the loving guidance of the masters to be able for you to change your life and make it be whatever it is that you want it to be.
Imagine. Well, I tell you what, Ernesto, I got your book right here, and I've been waiting for the perfect time to dive into it. And just after talking to you, it definitely gave me, the right motivation and guidance. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I'm sure anybody else that's listening, I'm sure you've helped them too. And I commend you for your job, my friend. I really do.
Thank you so much.
Now, are you making any appearances this year or promoting your book or anything?
Well, I don't have I'm not promoting the book by going from city to city to do book signings and things like that. You know, I trust the Great Spirit will bring the book to the right to the hands of people. But what is deeply important to me is to teach this material. You know, I have a tool bag full of spiritual teachings, and I teach sacred geometry, transdance, shamanic techniques, etc. But the most invaluable tool for me is the Akashic Records. So it seems like the masters are pushing me more and more to teach this particular material. So yes, I travel a great deal, teaching all over the world. End of January, I go to Hong Kong, then Malaysia, and then I come back to the U.S. for a couple of weeks. Then I do one of my two Akashic Record intensives, in which you learn levels 1, 2, and 3. The next one is March of 2015 in Guatemala. And then Bali and France and other places like that. So, to me, I do have a full schedule. My year is almost full, in my calendar. And this is what is the most exciting to me, to see people that take this tool, they embrace it, and they make sometimes immediate changes, physical changes, miracles that happen instantly during the 14 days of a class or during the 4 days of a class, anything like that. Or emails that I received, a month or two or 6 months later saying, wow, this is just what happened in my life, an incredible breakthrough, I am free. And that right there is beautiful, is when people truly learn the language of love, when we can truly learn to be empowered, void of the outer ego, and to be able to share from the heart, the beauty, the magnificence of who we are. And in that space of knowing who we are, to know that there is someone there listening right now, giving you a message, telling you that you are beautiful, that you are magnificent, that you are worthy of having everything that you want to have, that you are a prince, a princess, and deserve to receive all the love that your heart can contain.
Yeah, that's amazing, Ernesto. You can't give a better gift to anybody than teaching. My dad was a teacher, and he taught. I never took that profession, but in ways I do that today. You know, I started this show to, you know, enlighten people. But the thing about it is there's not a better gift than that, to teach people and show them the high, to reach that higher enlightenment, and even introduce them to the spiritual realm, because we have been programmed to believe that, you know, a lot of it just don't exist, or they want us to have our minds on different things, and you know what you're doing, and going all over the world and doing it too. It's just, you know, it's very powerful. It's very powerful.
It is a gift. You know, I really never ask to do what I am doing. You know, I have surrendered all of my life to the guidance of the Great Spirit, and my prayer has been, God, Goddess, all there is, put me in the right place at the right time. Use me as your voice. You know, use my energy to convey, to give your message. And I know that that essence, that message, is love in itself. So, to me, it really, I am blessed, truly blessed, and the greater blessing is when I see the transformation that takes place in people's hearts and minds and lives. The only thing that I do is I plant the seed of consciousness in their hearts. So I am a farmer of dreams, and as a farmer of dreams, I live my dreams and let them go, and I also hold the hope and the divine potential for people to do the same.
Oh, man. I wish we had more time to talk, because this is, you know, we go anywhere with this, and it's just, but we left on such a great note, and I wish you nothing but the best, my friend, and thank you for taking time out to come talk to me tonight, Ernesto. I appreciate it so much.
It is my pleasure.
And, you know, I want to definitely keep in touch with you, and definitely bring on your back show, but I also want to keep in touch on a personal level and talk to you, because I can learn a lot from you, my friend, and you know, it's important to have people like that in my life, I believe.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I deeply appreciate it, and thank you for the service that you're providing as well. If I may, if it's okay, just to give the radio listeners a place to go to find out what I do, is my website is journeytotheheart.com.
Thank you, Ernesto. Thank you so much, and I wish you nothing but the best in your journey ahead, and nothing but the best in 2015, and always.
Likewise.
You know, always
happy New Year.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Good
so
night.
Much. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.